800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will start things out with your phone calls. That's what the show is about. So let's start and talk to Pat in Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Pat. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, not much. Y'all having a good night?
Pretty good.
It doesn't get better than this, doing radio, getting paid for it, talking to people like you, Pat. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm a pretty cool guy. Anyway,
you're the coolest. I can tell.
Last night.
My cool meter is off its hinges right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pat.
Tell us about last night.
You just got to live up to your rep, my man.
Okay. Well, Mark said that every man on this world would have sex with Julia.
Yeah, he's probably wrong about that.
Yeah.
That's an exaggeration. Hyperbole.
I think that's hyperbole. I was just calling to say that I would not like to have sex. Not because she's unattractive, but, not my type, you know.
Yeah, some people like them big. Some people, they've got their preferences. And some people men. Some men like men. And
some people like different races, too. Darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
There you go. That kind of stuff. So I appreciate that. I absolutely agree with you. Mark was definitely exaggerating.
Yes, and he also said that that the United States would not face economic collapse, but there's going to be a world collapse. I disagree with that completely. Because
you mean the same?
This evening. My bad. But he said that, the world was going to collapse. That's just bogus. I mean, the world is in a much better position than the United States is because the United States has no productive capacity, and it has an undereducated population that is going to have to pay for a retiring population, which is much bigger than it's ever been in American history.
Yeah, that is certainly a big anchor around the United States' neck. But, I mean, we do have the advantage of being the world's reserve currency, so I'm thinking that there's going to be some kind of offset to that.
But why do you say why do you say there's no productive capacity in the United States? What does that mean?
Well, look, when you go to the store and you buy, a sofa, you're giving money to people who live in Taiwan or
China. It's not really sofas. Sofas not so much made outside of the country. Maybe in Mexico or Canada, but sofas are big. Pretty much everything you go to Walmart.
What's that? Sofa says Taiwan on it. I wouldn't want an American to make my sofa. I want to sit on that. That was great.
We
make sofas in the United States. We don't make cheap plastic crap that they have at Walmart, and that's where you're right.
I would actually just like to inject a little bit. Whether we make sofas in the United States or we don't make sofas in the United States is irrelevant. It's a matter of whether or not we are productive in so many ways. For example, the service industry provides a level of productivity. It's the idea, and this is one of the key things, looking at the idea that American consumers might be buying Taiwan-made products is not a bad thing.
Absolutely not.
It is a good thing if that gives them money left over to get something else. So productivity is, for us, also something that is a function of being able to get the cheapest or the product that gives us the best quality for our buck. And so the idea that American manufacturing, for example, might be changing and that certain things that were manufactured in the United States.
American manufacturing?
Well, that's it. You often heard this back in the 90s where, there's going to be this giant sucking sounds of jobs that are going to go overseas. Well, let them go overseas if that means that I as a consumer or my neighbor as a consumer can buy something for less and have money left over to start a new job.
I agree completely with your position.
Right.
But the problem is that because of the regulations imposed by the state, all the productive jobs, the jobs that export units in order to maintain a stable currency, have been exported. And in fact, this growth that you're talking about, the United States GDP is almost, it's over 70% consumption. Over 70% consumption.
Right, so when you say production, you mean actual producing products, because you can produce wealth by not just making products. You can produce wealth by providing great services.
And the consumption that you're talking about means that the citizens of the United States or denizens of the United States are acquiring wealth, which is real stuff,
not
FRNs.
consumption is wealth destroying.
Admittedly that you know, cars and things like that, hard assets are depreciating assets. However, while I have that car that's depreciating, it still drives.
Right. The fact that Americans can spend that significant amount of money on such consumable items or consumer items really goes to show exactly how wealthy we are.
That's nonsense. We have paper. We have paper dollars that we export overseas for other
people. I understand that, but
buy things with those paper dollars.
There's still real wealth here in this country, even though there are paper dollars that aren't backed by anything.
What are you talking about? My washing machine is real wealth. It washes clothes for me.
Everything that you see that has been created by man's hands mixing together labor with the natural resources that we have is wealth. I mean, that's wealth. Even the resources themselves are wealth. I mean, everything that we have is wealth, and the more that we have, the more wealthy we are. It's not just wealth isn't a term that is just about dollars
and
cents.
That's precisely right. What you're talking about are those things that increase your standard of living, those things that allow you to work less to get the things that give you pleasure or improve your life. And by that standard, some of the matrices that you're using are a little bit off, although we're sort of on the same page on most things here, I think. There are a couple things where if we were sitting around a coffee table, we might disagree. And I think you can reduce it and really get down to the nut of it if you bring up the island example. If you're on an island and the people on the other island, and as you said, you've got so many regulations or whatever, but if you find that just on the basic foundational structure of it, if you find that people on another island are really good at cutting down trees and you're really crappy at cutting trees.
Well, the problem is that the American is on an island with a bunch of Chinese people. He tells them to go out and work. They bring a bunch of stuff to him. And he takes that stuff and he consumes it, and then he calls himself the engine of economic growth.
No, no. See, you're a little bit off there because what you're ascribing certain qualities to this. What I'm saying is it's just a basic matter of fundamental economics here is what you're looking at is if you've got this island scenario and you can go to some other people who are doing a better job doing something and exactly. So if you're doing something that you're not particularly good at, whatever the reasons are, in this case, because sometimes the government puts regulations on, or in another case, because in other countries they don't have those types of regulations, or they have cheaper labor, or whatever it might be, or they have more readily available resources for this or for that. If it allows you the access to those goods which improve your life, you are wealthier for it if it gives you easier access to those things that make your life better.
Absolutely. All those people that don't have jobs doing whatever it was that moved over to the other country, those people that had those jobs and are now without those jobs, they'll find something else to do. As long as there's a relative freedom in the marketplace, there is always going to be a demand for new products and services to be created.
That.
Yeah. And at the same time, the prices for those things that they're getting for even those people who are displaced and put into new jobs are going down. And the people who are trying to start up the new jobs, they have to be able to get the stuff that they rely on for less, too. Why should they be forced to have to buy only American-made type things?
I understand you're not
specifically concentrating on free trade, but... The problem is that there's an incidental thought process here, and we don't connect with what you're saying. You're saying that because all these things, I don't want to misconstrue what you're saying, but you seem to be implying that because all these things have been moved overseas, we have nothing left here as far as productive capacity is concerned.
My point was that the productive capacity has so been diminished, and the currency relative to productive capacity... You guys still hear me?
Yes, definitely.
I cut out for a second.
No problem.
The relative strength of the United States dollar as compared to the relative strength of the United States productive capacity has so diminished over the last 30 years that the currency, it's inevitable for the currency to meet that lessening, that diminishment, which is why we're going to have a currency crisis. So I'm not saying that we have no wealth. I'm saying that because we have no productive capacity.
Okay.
Who disagrees with that?
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
None of us disagree with that.
Yeah, there's no doubt that, I mean, if there weren't for all these government regulations and taxes on businesses, there's no doubt that a lot of those jobs never would have left the United States. And you know, that would be good for people if they hadn't lost their jobs. Obviously, more on the way, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, and the money situation is going to be bad for a variety of reasons. That's one of them. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. tobenatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit tobenatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. tobenatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Since 1991, the 7th Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7th Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7th Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7th Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you to bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free. Just go to freetalklive.com.
AudiblePodcast.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, information, and educational programming. Content from Audible is downloaded and played back on personal computers, CDs, or iPod players. And you can try it out for free by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. you don't do that whole address, you won't get the free audiobook. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to John, listening in somewhere on the road, sounds like. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, John. Yeah, this is John from Arizona. How you doing?
John,
hey.
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Thanks. Well, I'm actually sitting in my car, surrounded by all of my belongings, en route from Arizona. I've been driving since the end of your show Saturday night.
You coming to New Hampshire, man?
It's for New Hampshire.
Congratulations on that. Thank you so much. What was it that was the final straw for you? What was it that made you decide that the Free State Project, the idea of moving thousands of liberty-loving people together to get active for freedom, was something you wanted to be a part of?
Oh, well, I've loved the idea since I heard about it. Actually, I did have an idea for an event there. Mm. Once I got there, I wanted to shake Sam's hand. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to shake Sam's hand, if he's still in a cage or not. And I was thinking we should have an event, schedule some sort of event, where everyone who has arrived in New Hampshire since Sam has been caged should go there.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Shake his hand.
Well, you won't be able to shake his hand because he's going to be behind glass, but it's still a cool idea to gather together all of the people that have been inspired to move to New Hampshire because of Sam, who's our friend, just for listeners that don't know, our friend and co-host on this program that has now been in jail for 6 full weeks. He's entering his 7th week now, sitting behind bars because he dared to record video in a court, public court lobby, and then further dared to use his supposed right to remain silent and not give his name to his captors. So getting all of the people together that have been inspired to move here to New Hampshire specifically because of what Sam did, I think that'd be a really powerful event. Yeah. I don't know how many of the people that are here in New Hampshire now have been inspired to move by Sam, because it's going to take some time for the people he's inspired to move up here, but generally I think that's a very cool idea, and maybe, you know, if you can put it together when you get here, that's great. If it takes you a few months, you know, whatever it takes, I think that's a great idea.
When did you hear about the Free State Project?
Well, I was actually in Germany at the time teaching English as a second language. A colleague there listened to Free Talk Live all the time, and he suggested I listen to it. So
great.
When I first started listening to it, I thought it was great, and decided to eventually move to New Hampshire, and I'm en route right now.
That's great. Cool, John. That's congratulations. Fantastic. What's your destination, just out of curiosity?
Well, I would like to move to Keene. Mm-hmm. Eventually, but right now I have an arrangement to stay in Salem, New Hampshire.
Great. Wherever it takes, as long as you're here in New Hampshire, there are activists around, there are opportunities that you can plug into and you can get active with. And I want to share a story here in a little bit from somebody who did move up, who was not active in any way, shape, or form where he lived, and has since become what I would describe as a super activist. It's an amazing story. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, by the way, you're going to be at Pork Fest?
I'm going to try to make it there, yeah.
Great. We'll see you up there, man.
See you there. Anything else on your mind, John?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call. Have a safe trip, okay? Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That's what it's going to take. Individual by individual, hopefully family by family as well. Bring along some friends while you're at it. But individual by individual coming here and making the choice to pick up their lives and move to a place where they'll be surrounded by people that are of like mind, and that's going to be what it takes to make a difference. Because if you're where you're at and there's very little going on, and that's the way it is in most places, how are you ever going to change that? How do you ever expect to make a dent in their system where you are if you don't have big backup behind you? How? I'd love to hear your ideas. 800-259-9231. I know the Freedom's Phoenix guys have a pretty good group out there, and they're doing something. I don't know if they've made much of a dent yet, but I can't really say we've made a huge dent here in New Hampshire either. But I think that it'll be interesting to see how these different groups that are gathering people. There's, of course, the Free State Wyoming group, which isn't really large at all. But it'll be interesting to see how the different...
They're not trying to make a difference. They're just trying to arm up and wait for Armageddon, baby.
You know what? Maybe it'll be interesting.
Polish that rifle.
Different choices for different people, different focal points.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how each movement plays out and what level of success they have. What I thought was really telling, Gardner, was that you said that you've been watching this Freedom Watch show, which is this Fox News internet show that they put out there on a once-a-week basis.
Yeah.
You've been watching this show, and recently you noticed that you know these people that are guests on that show. Like, these are the doers in the liberty movement now. We know these guys. A lot of them have moved here to New Hampshire. Jason Sorens, he hasn't moved yet, but he's the founder of the Free State Project. He was on the show a few weeks ago. This last show, I think they had Glenn Jacobs and Pete and Jason on.
It was
Pete
amazing.
Jason from the Motorhome Diaries. Yeah. All three of those guys are Free State Project members. So three guests in one show, Free Staters. I mean, it seems like it's getting to be pretty obvious that the real doers in this movement are here or either coming here to New Hampshire.
And there's the ones that just don't want to believe it. I mean, there's some doers in other states that are like, no, I'm not going to leave. I am going down with this ship no matter what. this is where my family is. This is where the people I love, and I'm not leaving. And
well, you know what's sort of exciting? What's sort of exciting about it is, and you know, you don't want to find any sort of equivalency to some of the great, great heroes in the libertarian movement, Rothbard and Mises and the great intellects, Ayn Rand and Thomas Paine and Bastiat and some of these people, and many of whom are out there today working in the economics profession or out there propagandizing, writing books, the tomes. It's a different world now. Yeah, there are still books being written. You know, there are still, I mean, I got my book out there. Okay, cool. There are still magazines that are out there. But things are shifting over. You know, Reason's doing a great job out there with their online presence. Drew Carey, it's much more media, moving media oriented. Audio-visual oriented.
That's important. It's an important step for this movement.
And that's why I think Free Talk Live is so key. See, what you guys do, and what one of the things that I realized over at our website, as I said, look, you know.
Which is libertyconspiracy.com. You said earlier it was the libertyconspiracy.com. Do you own that as well?
No, it's just libertyconspiracy.com.
Okay. I thought you might have made a mistake there. Libertyconspiracy.com is Guard's website. Grab his podcast. Good stuff.
Thanks.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I just thought, you know, what you're doing is you're changing the paradigm where before Thomas Paine had to write up pamphlets. He was a pamphleteer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wrote The Crisis. Now is the time for all of good men. You know, now is the time. These are the times that try men's souls and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Then he wrote Common Sense and that sort of thing. Printing, okay, fine. You know, but we have now the internet. We've got audio. And not only do we have people who are writing articles, LouRockwell.com and writing great blog sites, you've got FreeKeen.com and so on. And, and you've got FTL with the forum and everything and the wiki. But in addition to that, you're making audio things, and this is one of the things that I love so much about being able to do what we do, is we make these things portable so people can take this ideology, this thought, these comments and these things, and take them with them wherever they might be. They can take them on their MP3 players, in their cars, wherever, and then they can send them to friends. So it's a totally different paradigm, and we're starting to see the people who are working in this new media starting to come to the fore, and they're starting to stir things up, and there are a lot of people who back that movement. I love it.
And a lot of it's coming out of New Hampshire, which is another good sign. All right, more on the way here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CA on toll-free line. But how difficult is it to go from no activism to being an activist? How difficult is that process? We'll share one person's story here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap, all natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it's your show. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, Ian here with you.
Ian Gar.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features free, so enjoy the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. From serious issues to fun stuff, you'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and the fun. Todd is in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Gerd, and Mark. How's it going, guys?
Hey, man. Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, before I go into my subject, Gerd, I would love to have you on my show sometime. I'll email you.
Great,
no
great. Feel free, man. That'd be great.
Is your email address, what's your current email address these days, Gerd?
I'll give it out. If you want to get in touch with me, it's ELG and then another G, RA, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, E as in elephant. It's Spanish for the big G, LG Grande at MSN.com.
We need to get you set up with one of those libertyconspiracy.com emails.
If you do your bio for Free Talk Live, we get you a Free Talk Live.
They can email me at libertyconspiracy@yahoo.com. I've got a Liberty Conspiracies.
Yeah, but have you ever thought about doing like something at libertyconspiracy.com since that is your website?
But pretty much that stuff all goes to my webmaster, and you know it gets a little difficult there.
So. Yeah, I got you.
But anyway,
it's relatively simple. We got to get you. I'll help you out with that behind the scenes because I think that would be ideal. That way, every time you give your
and then
email,
I'd be mentioning the website.
Right, you'd be by default mentioning the website.
Absolutely, so. Todd. Mention the website name one more time. Yeah. What's the website name, Todd?
You mean my website?
No, my website. Mine. I'm just playing.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm fooling around.
See, that's just it. We need better branding, Gardner.
That's right.
All right, Todd, so what can we do for you, man?
Well, anyway, I'm calling because I don't know if you guys saw this about a few days ago, but Ron Paul was on The Edge Show. on MSNBC.com's Ed Schultz.
Yeah, this
liberal talker. I mean, this
he is like the awful
status talker, if you will.
I never really listened to Ed Schultz. Besides, there was one time during Ron Paul's campaign last year that I listened to an interview that Ed Schultz did of Ron Paul during the campaign. And back then, you'd have thought Ed Schultz was a fan of Ron Paul because he was, you know, basically giving him airtime in order to fight against the Republicans, right? Because that's what Ron Paul was basically.
Right.
Ed Schultz saw that Ron Paul was better in comparison than the other Republicans, and so apparently he was giving him airtime. But boy, did he change his demeanor when he was talking to him on his new television show on MSNBC. What happened?
Well, basically, he put Ron in with this little segment called Cycle Backtalk. And basically, he was challenging Ron Paul on his position to abolish the Department of Ed and Agriculture. And Ed Schultz was trying to smear him. I mean, Ron could even get a word in edgewise a chunk of the time.
He was just talking right over him, and Ron Paul would say something like, "Well, are you going to let me talk?" And Ed would just continue yammering.
Yeah.
And Ed's basic point was that Ron Paul is a psycho. They had the word psycho underneath Ron Paul's picture the entire time. That Ron Paul was psycho because he wanted to get rid of the Department of Education and the Department of Agriculture. And Ron Paul said, well, you know, Ed, well, what about the Constitution?
Right.
I mean, don't you care about that? Well, yeah, of course I care about the Constitution. And yes, we do have to make government, you know, cut government down to size, but we can't do it in those areas. This is education and farms we're talking
about. Not to mention that since the Department of Education came around, the United States has slipped in world rankings as far as education goes.
And Ron Paul pointed out that when it comes to the agriculture department, a lot of that money is, most of it's going to big corporate farmers. And, you know, he said, Ed, wouldn't you be against something like that? And so Ed's response was, we're talking about the way the programs run.
They have to bury farmers 3 feet in the ground so they can still get their hands out for the handout.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a noxious combination when you get somebody who actually wants to talk about principle, freedom, individual liberty, and what the Founding Fathers actually said on a program that's supposed to be dealing with American politics. And, nary a second should actually go by when the host wants to talk about those actual issues. Why did he bother bringing them on, Todd?
Yeah, it's like, God forbed you ever talk about freedom on the Ed Show, for crying out loud.
Well, he brought him on so he could put Psycho underneath Ron Paul on the show. Now, you have to ask Ron Paul, why did you go on the show? Of course, he probably didn't know the segment was going to be called Psycho whatever. He probably found that out during the interview.
It was Psycho Backtalk.
Psycho Backtalk. And I think if Ron Paul is ever to go back on this show, he needs to lay down a few ground rules. Like, hey, you know, I'll come on your show again as long as you
call me a psycho.
Let me answer the questions and say what I need to say. How can people find that online, Todd? Can they just go and search for Ron Paul Ed Schultz on YouTube and it'll come up?
Well, you just go to MSNBC.com. They have a clip on there, but they can also go into my YouTube page at YouTube.com/LetLibertyRing, and you can find it on there and just watch the clip on YouTube. So,
yeah, it's outrageous.
By the way, thanks for the comment on my YouTube page. So
very good,
really appreciate it.
Thank you for putting that up there. It was definitely worth a watch. Thank you for the call tonight, just to see how much of a bully this Ed Schultz guy is. I mean, it's one thing to be mean to a caller or something like that on a talk show who's getting heated and getting angry at you, because then you're kind of following, and we've been guilty of that on this show, but you're following their lead, essentially. Like, if they're going to be a jerk, okay, we'll be a jerk back to you sometimes, depending on the mood that we're in. But when you call someone up to have them as a guest on your show,
and
there's a different level of decorum, I think, that is called for there.
Yeah.
You were saying, Mark, there's what?
Well, it's entirely different. It's an ambush.
Yeah. And I do appreciate a good ambush, too, but if you want yourself to still look good during the ambush, you should at least give your victim the chance to say what he needs to say to bury himself.
Yeah, Ron Paul's not the one to debate with if you're going to try to look good after ambush.
And to Ron's credit, I mean, considering that he's a little older than Ed, he did a pretty good job of standing up for himself under what was a vicious attack.
And it is interesting because Paul comes from a tradition of giving people an opportunity to speak, a fair exchange. This sort of thing. He's got great principles, and his idea of cordiality and so on is really terrific. And his son Rand is a lot alike him as well. And then you get on these shows and you just sit there and you say, geez,
can't these people see how obnoxious they look next to these guys? You know, like poor Ron Paul sitting there getting abused by this guy, but at the same time, you're watching this other guy saying, you're a clown.
Yeah, that's what it was really useful for, was to see just how awful television programming can be as far as these political talking head shows. All right, let's go to freekeen.com editorial from Mike Barsky. We've talked to Mike a few times on this show. He's been to jail for his activism here in New Hampshire. He is the organizer of the Freekeen Fest, which just happened over the weekend with a very, very good turnout, record turnouts, and it was an amazing event. And I've always considered Mike Barsky a super activist. I mean, from the moment he's gotten here in New Hampshire, he's been out and about doing things. He's been at various different activism events and parties and social gatherings and things like that. And he's everywhere. He's ubiquitous almost. And so he is telling his story. He says, I attended the Liberty Forum in Concord, New Hampshire back in February of 2007 to find out what the Free State Project was all about. I wanted to meet with people with similar views to mine, to actually know firsthand that there were others in the world like me, and to see the state, experience what winter was like, and get a feel for the cities in New Hampshire. I decided I liked it here. There were more liberty-loving people, very active ones, than I imagined, and I thought that living amongst them would be enjoyable. But while I had a strong understanding of the principles of liberty and a strong opinion about the way things should be, I had never acted on my beliefs before. I had never passed out fully informed jury association literature. I had never refused to cooperate with a law enforcement officer. I had always filed my taxes, etc. I hadn't even tried to educate my family. Well, I gave up after a few futile arguments. Being active toward the achievement of liberty and toward educating others about it was completely foreign to me. In fact, I wasn't even very social either. I'd lived in a population of about 100,000 for 6 years, and I knew only two people, a couple, friends of my parents. I didn't have any friends, didn't know my neighbors, didn't do anything outside of my home. I was voluntarily reclusive because I thought at the time that the odds of meeting someone that I have values in common with were so slim that I didn't even want to exert the effort to find them. This was based on my experience in life up to that point. I had only ever met one person who shared significant values with me, so I thought it would be nearly impossible to find more like me. So he was a recluse. He was a hermitess. He barely left his house. And now he's here, and Alan DeVal will continue his story at Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male whitening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, Lois and Maine. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to join up, to learn more about the program. Basically, we take your $3 a month in, combine it with other people's $3 a month, and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com when you get a chance and get behind the show. Now, we're telling a story of an activist, Mike Barsky. It's his story. He wrote it. It's about him moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, what life was like for him before he moved to New Hampshire, in that he was not an activist, had never done one thing as far as activism was concerned. He was also relatively reclusive. It sounds like even more so than I was. I was relatively reclusive down in Florida. I didn't have, I had some friends and I would spend some time with them. But as far as going out and doing a whole lot of stuff, I would go out and do activism that I set up and I put together. The only activism that was happening was because of me. But as far as doing more social things like that, I just didn't really have a big social network down there. Up here, all of that's different, as Mike will explain. He says, this was all based on my experience, and I've only met one person who shared significant values, so I thought it would be impossible to find people like me. When I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, everything changed. Now I have numerous friends and countless acquaintances. I'm doing something with friends socially or as activism, maybe up to 5 times every week. Sometimes I attend 2 or 3 events in a single day. I drive hundreds of miles weekly, whereas previously I would drive almost exclusively to the grocery store 2 per month. And I'm
what about work?
Huh?
What about work?
I don't know. Maybe he did that from home. I'm not sure. Maybe he was excluding work. Anyway, I'm actively spreading the ideas of liberty as well as living them. I did move here for the purpose of being around other liberty-oriented people and trying to gain more freedom and less government. But I had no idea how easy and fun it would be. The day I moved in, Free Staters I had never met agreed to pick me up from the airport and drop me off at my new apartment at 11 o'clock at night. Thanks, Kathleen and Don. We are now friends. Mm. After having been here only a couple of weeks, Ian asked for volunteers to help plan the Keene Freedom Fest. I had never heard of it, but I said I'd be glad to help, even though I had never organized an event before. The project became mine, but so many people volunteered to help that I practically didn't have to do anything. People were eager to participate. I simply asked, would someone like to do X? And more than one volunteer leapt at the opportunity. Others said, X is a good idea, and I'm also going to do Y. And this is something that you'll see happening here when you move. You'll hear us talking about it, but you'll really experience it here, is when something, when an activist wants to do some sort of activism, they just basically come up with the idea, throw it out there, and the people that are interested in helping with that step up. That's how it works. So there's really not much organizing that Mike has had to do for the Free Keen Fest beyond just picking a date and a time. And then everybody else just kind of self-organizes themselves. There's no real...
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it's like. I know, because I organized the first couple of them, and it, my events were much smaller than his.
Yeah,
his
he did a really great job.
Yeah, but I experienced a similar thing. And he says, the first time I visited Taproom Tuesdays, which is a local social gathering on a weekly basis in the Manchester area, he says, Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance presented an opportunity to help candidates run for office. I asked Toby and Nick of Free Minds TV if I could help make their show, and having never met me, they warmly welcomed me to participate. I now do that with them every week. There were activists challenging the authority of government everywhere, so I had no shortage of trials to attend to support people like Kat and Lauren. When Andrew announced his marijuana protest, I volunteered to help him. So did almost 50 other activists. When the government jailed me for victimless crimes, friends attended the government's arraignment for me and protested outside the courthouse. And 25 friends supported me in the courtroom when I stood up to the judge. But I didn't stand for the judge, he says. There is so much to do that a person has a tough time deciding what to participate in. There are movie nights, poker games, social gatherings at restaurants and bars, picnics, hikes, frisbee golf, car races, beach outings, polar plunges, pirate parties, camping, rallies, protests, trials, festivals, conventions, government hearings, and votes, welcome wagon moving days, that's helping new people move in and unload at their new home, ice cream socials, Church of the Gun, trivia contests, charitable volunteering, and he's listing all of the things he has personally been involved in so far. I can't possibly think of everything that goes on here, but I can tell you there's so much that I cannot participate in every event that I want to. I can tell you, as an activist back in Florida, that was something that I never even considered possible. It was like having two things to pick from at the same time. One key to all this positive activity is that there is no central planning, says Mike. This works wonderfully for both the social and activism aspects of life here. When someone wants to do something, they just do it, and people who also want to do it join them. There's no committee to obtain permission from first. There's no form to fill out to make sure your event doesn't occur simultaneously with other events. There's no vote to decide whether your idea is worth doing. We, the market, decide by attending and participating or not. The result is that everything that anyone wants to do is being done, and you can join them. Although I would say, as an addition, that if you can't find what you want happening here as far as activism is concerned, just start it. That's all you have to do. Someone will join you. And he says the benefit of decentralization of activism is there's no head for the government to cut off and stop the progress of liberty. We are like a hydra. If the government attacks and jails me for planning the Free Keen Fest, someone else will just plan the next one. If the government jails Andrew for his marijuana protest, someone else will possess marijuana in public next time. Maybe two people, maybe more. And each time the government goes overboard, like they've done so far with a number of activists, specifically Sam, who's now in jail on his seventh week, more and more people are awakened to the tyranny and will move here to participate in spreading freedom and peace. I had no idea that there would be so many appealing options available to me once I moved here. I didn't think I'd ever have so many friends and supporters. I never thought it would be so easy to be active or as much fun as it is. I jumped right in as soon as I moved here, but I have friends who prefer doing fewer things simultaneously. There are opportunities here waiting to knock on your door. There are great friends waiting for you to know them. Whether you prefer to dive in or just dip your toe in first, come on in. The water's fine. And I thought that when I read that, I thought that's going to be that. That's got to be the best moving story I've ever read. I mean, there have been some great moving stories, and the Free State Project has a number of them on their website. But I think that's a really persuasive article.
Considering you went from basically doing nothing and being a recluse to, I mean, Mike Barsky's busy out there.
From zero to hero. I've called him a super activist. I mean, he's all over the place.
Yes.
I would have had Mike Barsky never written this article, I'd have had no idea he had that past.
Nope.
I'd have thought this guy was like, you know, he was schooled in being sociable and schooled in organizing things and doing activism. I would have been completely believing that he was a super activist out in California who moved here to New Hampshire to continue his super activism. But clearly that's not the case. He did nothing in the past before he moved to New Hampshire. And now it's almost like. The chrysalis or whatever, and I don't know if that's the right word, but the process of the moth turning into the butterfly or the larvae or whatever. What is it?
Metamorphosis.
The caterpillar, the metamorphosis.
I think there's a word like what you're talking about too, but I don't know what it is.
So that's how I feel about this. It's like the process of moving to New Hampshire and getting into direct contact with other like-minded people who are already active. It's an energizing occurrence that helps you transform into somebody that you never really were before. Somebody that somebody who's effective in life.
That's beautiful, and it rubs off on all these other people. You know, seeing Mark doing it, people having fun with something that he starts up. They say, "Yeah, man, let's go down. Let's join up with this." It's an infectious thing.
And how cool is it that we're still in the very beginning of all this? I mean, there's only 700 Free Staters here in New Hampshire.
Right. There's more than 9,300 signers at this point.
Yeah.
So
I just heard from 9301 tonight.
Yeah. I can't wait until we awesome. I can't wait until we get to halfway, and then I think that's once we make it to halfway, I think it'll go a little faster downhill. Just to hope.
I hope so. But it's exciting to watch it and be a part of it. All right, so go to freestateproject.org if you want to learn more about what's happening here. Otherwise, we go to Rob in Canada. Rob, your thoughts, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Quick question for you. I was in the States over the weekend, and I was traveling back into Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big deal made at the U.S. border people checking U.S. citizens leaving. Now, when I drove up, they just waved me on. They wanted nothing to do with me, but anybody with a U.S. plate, I mean, they were asking questions, they were looking in vehicles, and, you know, their own citizens were leaving, and I couldn't figure out what the big deal was.
I've never heard of them checking people who were leaving. I worked in Vancouver.
Several times.
Aren't they putting a new requirement on people coming back here? Aren't they warning people that you're going to need a passport soon to come back into the United States? Isn't that starting soon?
Well, maybe, but you don't look in the back of a pickup truck for that.
You know, it just depends probably on the point that you crossed. It just depends on the bureaucrats you're dealing with, and that's all I got. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you for the call tonight. Sometimes you're dealing with nicer bureaucrats than others. Sometimes they got to stick up their butt. But, you know, if you're crossing a border, pretty much expect a shakedown from the U.S. guys. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.